Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
suit on.
Looking like the Dapper Dawn.
Giving them all on.
Just like the $1 million bucks.
Things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Everybody, you are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Oh, man, got a radio show. Man, got a radio show and a whole lot more, too, man. God is good to me. I have no other explanation. I have no other explanation of my existence and where I stand in this thing called life, except if it was not for the goodness of God Almighty, if it was not for his grace and his mercy, there is no way I could exist the way that I do. I would not be who I am or where I am. I am who I am and where I am simply because God is who he is. If it was not for God, I would have no testimony for you because I would have failed every single test. Plain, pure, and simple. I can sit here today and tell you flat out that it is purely because of God's grace and mercy that I exist today, because of his favor. See, now, he shows us favor in life because of a combination of things I've discovered. And this is not the whole answer to life. I can assure you it's not. But this is a combination that I've grown to understand better and better. And I wish I had gotten it earlier in my life. But here it is. If you take faith and you combine it with an incredible work ethic, then God has the greatest opportunities to show you favor. That's the best way I can explain success to you from my standpoint. It is the combination of faith and work that produces the most opportunities for God to show you favor. See, a lot of times we want God to bless us, but we ain't doing nothing for him to bless. So now we sideways in the equation a little bit. But see, if you had the faith in God, that God can do anything but fail, that God will get you through, that God will see you through, that the God you serve is the greatest giver of all good things. If you kept that faith intact through it all and you produced an incredible work ethic, that allows the most opportunities for God to show you favor. See, without that, what you want God to do? See, you can have faith and be sitting at the house watching TV. There's nothing being produced, no opportunities for God to show you favor. And you got to do some things, man, that you are uncomfortable doing or don't feel like doing, or something that don't have the right payoff right in front of your face, with the faith that it'll pay off later on. See, too many people are working for the right now reward. And the right now reward is not how it works. Sometimes the reward is coming later on up the road. But the only way you can know that is if you got to apply the faith. And see, the reason you don't know that it's coming like that, or you have to have faith to believe that it's coming, because faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. That's what faith is. You know, you standing at, let me give you an example. You standing at the crosswalk with a walk sign on it, and the sign flashing on the corner, don't walk. Then the signs say, walk. What do you think your chances of making it across that street is? Well, pretty good. Because guess what? The signs say walk. You can see the other side. There's other people in the crosswalk walking. So guess what? You strike out blindly. It don't take a lot of faith to get across that street. That's not why I'm talking to you about. I'm talking about the faith, the belief in things that you cannot see. The faith that what I'm doing today, I believe in my heart of heart, that God wouldn't bring me this far to leave me, that God is a true and living God, that he keeps his promises, that later on, these things that I'm working towards right now gonna pay off later on. See, too many people want the reward right now. See, that's not the exhibition of faith. If it's the right thing to do, if it's a good thing to do, if it's a just thing to do, see, if it's sin in it, it ain't God. You can just clear it on up right there. You can stop all the wondering if that's his voice talking to you, if it's the right thing to do. If it's sin in it, it's not God talking to you. Kill it. You can shut it down. You ain't got to wonder about it. Go down there and seek revenge. That ain't God. Go tell them off when you see them. That ain't God. Anything that's got sin in it is not God's voice telling you to do it. So you can kill that conversation today. That's how you know. But if you align yourself up, man, and what you're doing is just and right and correct and pleasing in the sight of God, it'll pay off for you later on. And see, here's the best way I can tell it to you. Here's another way. When you're going somewhere, when you're on the road to going somewhere, and you know the somewhere that you're trying to get to, let's say you've set a goal or a vision for yourself, you know where you want to get to, you got a good idea, and you're on your way to going there. Listen to me. When it gets hard, and it is going to get hard, when it gets difficult, and it is going to get difficult, when it becomes challenging, and it is going to become challenging, when it becomes all three of those things, when it don't look like it's going to happen, don't stop and complain so much. But see, I know he done blessed me, but in the middle of it, man, I felt a little heavy. And you got to be careful when it get hard for you, because you'll find yourself complaining. And when you complain, and see, what you can't do is you can't complain so much that you forget that the place that you're trying to go to, you actually on your way there still. See, don't get caught up in the complaining and then lose sight of your blessing that's actually happening to you. What really, man, of all the times to register a complaint to God, to sit up and go, hey, man, I wanted to ease back into this thing. Ease back in. Man, you in. It's a tornado whirling around you. You ain't got time to ease back in. You got to go on and jump back in it. It is what it is. To whom much is given, much is required. Always appreciate the blessings. Don't get so caught up in the complaints that you lose sight of the blessings, man. God got a lot for you in your life, man. But you got to have them two things, y'all. You got to take that faith, and you got to apply a crazy work ethic to it. And that creates the most opportunities for God to show you favor. And when God starts showing you favor, man, all them seeds you planted, all of that wheat you've been sowing, all of that hard work you've been put in, God will pay it off. And he'll pay it off in ways that you don't even see coming. Okay, cool.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, everyone listening, it's here another day. You should be realizing it by now. It's a gift from God. It's a blessing. You got to look at it that way. So grateful today. So grateful that he woke me up, gave me life, any measure of health. I appreciate the fact that he given me another shot today. Thank you. Appreciate it. A friend of mine that I went to college with, funeral was this weekend. And, you know, it's really a sad occasion, man. People in your age bracket leaving. So I thank God for mine, man. All my breaths I take, I appreciate it, man, because it don't have to be that way. So, you know. Anyway, I'm here. I'm glad. A lot of people I love still here. We glad. Let's celebrate it, y'all. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. That's a fact. Yeah, Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica Jr. Government name is Kill Sprates. We gonna change that to now. What do we change it to? Killer Lawan. Killer Lawan. Killer Lawan. It's gonna be his new stage name, Killer Lawan. And then the legend that he is, nephew Tommy Jr. What's on your mind today, bro?
Man, I'm kind of disappointed like in my nephew, man.
In your nephew?
Yeah, man.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome to the club.
Steve.
He's here.
Yeah, no, he can hear you.
I can't believe he said he disappointed in his nephew. Well, I got plenty of experience at that.
You're sitting right there.
Hey. I'm talking about, I'll be damned.
He's back from vacation.
Yeah,
he can hear you.
And I've done nothing wrong.
Tough.
Yeah.
My nephew got his driver's license. Now, we celebrate, it's a big moment for him now, but our problem is he's 20. Supposed to been had it 4 years ago, but he got it, though. In God's time. Forget it.
Hey, man.
Hey.
So wait,
hey.
First of all, stop. Stop putting God's time on everything.
That's it. Top they told me.
No.
In God's time. He got it. It doesn't matter. It's God's time. He 20. He got it. Mm. Now, the next issue is what disappointed me. He called me. Got my driver's license, unk. I want a car now. I know I'm going to have to help him get the car. I said, okay, cool. Tell me what kind of car you want. And what came out of his mouth disappointed me. He literally said on the phone to me, I want a Subaru. What?
Cool.
What? Hold on. What black ass person you seen in the Subaru? Ain't nobody black own a Subaru.
Yeah, it's a few.
Where's the Subaru dealership at? What do Subaru make?
Subarus.
Subarus.
Yeah. A model? Anybody know the name of a model?
The little one.
They're
and the
very
big one?
Safe cars.
What the hell?
Because he just learned how to drive at 20.
He needs to be safe.
Got to catch up.
ain't no. I'm glad you don't want no Benz. You don't want nothing
Somebody
like that.
Somebody send me a picture of a Subaru, what they look like now.
I don't even know, huh? I found one.
Oh, Monica, no. She know everything.
Oh, yeah, thank you. All right. While we work that out, coming up at 32 minutes after the hour,
Subaru.
We'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
I got a little sweat hog going on, Shirley. A little sweat hog. You know what I'm saying? When you go to the gym, there's quite a few people that do a lot of sweating in the gym. And leaving that sweat just everywhere, all over the machinery. You know I can't take that, though. This right here is Sweat Hog. Sweat Hog Keon, all right? Sweat Hog Keon. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello? Hello, can I speak to Keon? Yeah, this is Keon. Who's this?
Hey, this is Terrence, man. Do you go to Iron Man Fitness Center, right? Is that where you work out at?
Yeah, that's where I work out. Who is this?
My name is Terrence. I got your number from the girl that worked at the front when you first come in. I mean, I'm actually
what? Child.
Yeah, the little chick lady gave me your number. You work out.
Wait, why did they give you my number? You work at the gym?
No, I don't work at the gym, but everybody here at the gym was having a conversation. Everybody got a problem with you. So, you know,
problem
I
with
call
me.
You
wait. Hold on. You have a problem with me? They gave you my number? What's going on?
Bro, we're trying to fix the problem. Let's handle that first. Don't worry about somebody having your number. Let's just fix the problem. All right?
Man, who is you, man?
Yeah, you know who is me? My name is Terrence. I didn't tell you 3 times who I am. So what I'm telling you is that, you know, you come to the gym. Matter of fact, how long you been coming to the gym?
Man, I've been going to that gym for like 5-10 years, bro.
5-10 years? That's a big camp. Okay, so anyway, the problem is this, dude. You come to the gym. I don't know if you ain't bathing or what the case is, but, dude, all the equipment be fucking in the man. Dude, you got to wash your
face,
man, before you. Yeah, dude.
What are you talking about, man? Yo, who gave you my number? Why are you calling me, for one? And, man, who the hell are you to call me talking disrespectfully like this, bro?
No, the problem is this. The disrespect is how you come into the gym funky as okay? You got the machines all dirty. We got to keep
wiping. It's a gym.
Otherwise,
you work out, you sweat. It's a gym.
Yeah, but you funky before you even get there, man. That's the problem.
You talking about funky before I get there. Man, what the hell are you calling me with this bull for?
I'm calling you
funky
I'm
before
calling
I
you.
Get there.
Okay, dude, you come to the gym. Evidently, you ain't bathed. Okay, you're leaving all the equipment.
Well, I bathe every day. What are you talking about, homie? I bathe
every day. Let me ask you this then. Keon. Why is everybody here at the gym talking about you the guy that be leaving all the equipment funky? Why are they talking about you, man?
The same reason everybody in your neighborhood talk about your mama. That's why. Yo, where you at, dude? Where you at right now? Where you at?
I'm here at the gym.
I come to the gym right now. We can talk about this in face to face, dog.
Okay, well,
who the hell are you calling me with this bullshit?
See this, though. Are you going to take a bath before you come to this? Because that's the problem we've been having.
Is your mama going to take a bath?
Okay, okay. Let me tell you. Let me tell you something, dude. You're going to keep my mama out your mouth. The problem is, evidently, your mama. Evidently, she's the one that taught you no good hygiene, man. You don't know how to clean your.
Sorry, what? I'm coming down to the gym right now. I'm coming down
okay.
right now.
Okay, how long is it going to take you to get here?
What are you, a traffic cop or something? Don't worry about it. I'll be there.
Okay, cool. Are you going to wash your before you get here?
Yeah, I'm going to wash something. I'm going to wash my foot up your when I get there. That's what I'm going to wash.
Okay, cool.
You're going to be washing this size 11 out your That's you know, what's going to be getting washed.
Lord, don't worry about it. No, don't worry about it. I got it. No, I'm just letting him know. No, somebody had to tell him. Lori works the front. No, I got it, Lori. Don't even worry about it. No, she was hesitant.
Yeah, I got something to say to her, too, for giving out my number.
No, you ain't finna say nothing. She was hesitant about giving me your number, but don't worry about it. I got it.
She should have gave you my damn number in the first place. That's private information. She breaking the privacy policy.
I understand that, but what we're trying to do is get your ass clean. See, that's the problem.
Why you want to watch my ass or something? Wrong with you, bro? What you worried about?
You,
another man watching
your ass. You don't want to clean your
ass. You got a fixation with ass watching? What is wrong with you? Calling here talking about who watching whose ass?
You just bring it to me. Look for Terrence when you get here, okay? I'm the dude over here.
Sound like you got a perm.
Okay, cool. I'm the one pressing 375. That's the one I am. Look for the
375. You ain't said nothing, homie. 375 ain't nothing.
Okay, cool.
Man, I don't care how much you press. When I come there, I'm going to put your 375 pressing in check, man. You don't call here talking to me like this. You don't call another man's house talking about he don't wash his What is wrong with you, bruh?
So let me ask you this here, man. Tommy want to holler at you. You want to talk to Tommy?
Tommy.
Do you want to talk to Tommy? Want to holler at you about this situation?
Who is Tommy?
This is nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Keon, you just got pranked by your boy named Paul, baby.
Wait, whoa. Wait, you telling me this was a joke?
This is a bit, baby. This is nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, bro. This is nephew
Tommy. Man, y'all need to stop playing like that. Y'all ain't hear me loading my .22. I was coming for you.
You all right, baby?
We good. Hey, y'all better have some goddamn concert tickets for me putting me through this stress.
You
oh, good? My gosh.
Your
y'all
boy,
got me.
You work out on this one.
Y'all got me.
You work out with Paul? I'm assuming that's your workout partner?
I ain't working out with Paul no more if he gave y'all my number.
Paul got me to hit you, man. Stay in shape, baby. But you got to do this for me. You got to tell me what's the baddest radio show in the land. Let me hear it.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah, it is. Now wipe them machines down when you get through. You hear?
I got you, bro.
All right, man. Keep your head up.
All right, brother.
Why? There you have it. In case y'all ain't hearing, if you ain't got the memo, I got my stupid back. You understand what I'm saying? I got it. I got my stupid back. It was down. My level was down for a minute, but I got my stupid back. I'm bouncing back and forth, baby. Get ready. I'm coming your way. Got my stupid back.
All right, nephew. Thank you. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, in music news, Carla will have a recap of the iHeart Music Festival that went down in Vegas. And then Carla will also talk about the Beyonce's Renaissance tour. You went, Carla.
Yeah.
You'll let us know what's up with that. Plus, Usher Baby will perform at this year's Super Bowl halftime show. Yeah. Congratulations, Usher. And Hollywood studio execs finally reach a deal with writers to end the historic strike. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO. This one's from Felix in Atlantic City. Felix writes, my wife loves coffee and she always puts a flavored cream in it. That she gets from the liquor store. I liked it so much that I started taking coffee to work and I put a lot of the tasty flavored cream in my coffee. I found out it has alcohol in it and I'm a math teacher, so I can't be drunk. Why didn't my wife warn me?
Why are you so stupid?
What?
why are you blaming your dumbness on your wife?
Right.
When she put that special flavoring in there, anywhere on that damn bottle, did it say coffee creamer? Anywhere. Anywhere. It don't say that on Bailey's. It don't say that on Kahlua. It don't say that on none. It don't none of it say coffee creamer.
Right.
Dog, what's wrong with you?
He at the school. He lit.
He's smart. He's a math teacher.
He's a math teacher.
Two and two is what you want it to be.
That's funny.
Bro, stop. Next one, Shirley.
Aisha in Oak Park says, my husband and I had our first threesome, and my husband did not touch me at all during the whole thing. I told him he left me out, and he said it wasn't on purpose. Did he want the threesome because it's a safe way for him to cheat?
Mm. Yeah.
He didn't touch you because he didn't touch you plenty of times before. This new thing was fascinating.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't touch you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's
that third person that was exciting. The reason you have a threesome is because the twosome ain't working out anymore. And now you must interject some life into your bedroom activity. So you invite the third person in because the two people just ain't cutting it no more. And when you brought the third person in, he participated with the third person. That's his idea of a threesome.
Mm-hmm.
But he excluded
the other person. His wife's just over there just doing what? Just what?
Oh, watching. She was doing something.
Watching.
It just wasn't with him.
Wow.
She was over there with her.
That's a lot of naked in the room. That's a lot of naked.
And what is your profound state talk? What was that?
I thought he was going to preach on it, and if he started preaching on it, we would bring in the pastor's music and we would go here.
No. On a threesome?
It's on a threesome.
No, not on that one, though.
What?
Get out of his seat.
All right, we're moving on. Are you done with that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Bianca in Lexington says, I work out 3 times a week before I go to work, and I have to sneak out of bed and get dressed in the other room because if my husband wakes up, he will want to have sex. I also don't have the energy for sex after my workout. What's so great about morning sex? Why can't we just do it at bedtime?
It gets the day going. It really does.
I just try
CLO,
to be.
Huh?
I just find it to be my everything. I just think it's the most fascinating invention of ever. I don't know nothing greater than that. I'd have had cars, houses, bikes, trips, money,
clothes,
rings, jewelry, watches, nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Ain't nothing even close to that.
Airplanes.
Lord, I done sat with presidents. I don't care.
Just, kings.
Just give me some. Kings. Lord have mercy. You can fix it. That's better than medicine.
It is medicine.
Yeah.
But she doesn't mind at night. She just doesn't want to do it in the morning. That's all she
Well, thinks. You know, what is it about morning sex? I just told you it's everything. Mm-hmm. It's everything. I don't know what you can ask
better
me.
Better than nighttime?
Well, I don't give a damn. Well, there ain't no better. Ain't no better. I think it's great at lunch.
It's a day starter, though. It's a great thing.
I think it's outstanding for a snack.
Okay.
I think it would be wonderful at the job somewhere. I think it would be.
Well, he obviously likes it in the morning, and she likes it at night. So she's trying to work
get that
out.
Schedule.
Yeah, she's trying to work that out.
Well, you know, keep on getting up out the bed, creeping, going to the gym. Then when you come back, you ain't got the injury. How's he still laying there, though? What does his ass do? You know, hell, he might just need a damn job. Hell, he needs somewhere to go. What the hell are you talking about? I done got up, showered, I done went to the gym, came back, and you still laying here talking about, what's up? What's up? Now, why aren't your ass at work?
Right. Where everybody else at?
She just does it 3 times a week, though.
Well, the other mornings, you know, she got to be busy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Just stay married for a while. Oh, let's go in. Don't even worry about it.
Morning or night.
That's going to come to her. That's going to get the moving around. That schedule going to be a little bit different in a little while. Just hang in there.
All right. Last one, Steve. This is Lucretia in Macon, who writes, I recently moved in with my boyfriend, and he has a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house. I asked him to let me use the big bathroom in the primary bedroom, and I asked him to move all of his stuff to the guest bathroom. He said no. I really don't want to share a bathroom with this man. Am I asking for too much?
Wait a minute. You moved into his house.
His house, uh-huh.
He's got a bathroom in the master.
Uh-huh, in the primary, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He getting transferred. That's what he getting.
Well, that's kind of strong. You know, you don't want to share a bathroom. You know, I mean,
no.
Most people share bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Well, she doesn't want to. No.
But, well, I understand. But see,
she don't like him.
What's saying?
I don't want to be. I don't want to be in the bathroom with Margie. I'm just going to tell you that right now. There's just too much going on in there. I don't like all that stuff. Right here. I ain't got nowhere to put my stuff. I ain't got but a couple things.
Uh-huh.
You know, I ain't got nothing but some shaving lotion and some deodorant.
That's your toilet.
And some lotion. That's it. I ain't got no more toilet. I ain't got no hair care products.
You got nothing in there.
Toothbrush. We can share toothpaste. You can keep that in the same drawer. Uh-huh. You know, we don't use the same toothbrush.
Right.
You know, so I don't know what to tell you, but yeah, you did ask a lot. I think that was rude of you. I think there should have been another way to suggest it. But I don't think you should have did that. So you are wrong, but it would have been good of him to move. But you are
thank
wrong.
Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, Carla is here with today's music news. Carla, what you got?
Thank you, Shirley. Okay, first, the big iHeartRadio Music Festival jumped off this past weekend in Las Vegas. Two-day event went down at the T-Mobile Arena. Performances by TLC, Lil Wayne, Miguel, Lenny Kravitz, plus Public Enemy. Yes, Chuck D, Flavor Flav, perform Fight the Power and Can't Trust It. Okay, anyway, if you miss it, you can watch the iHeart Music Festival on Hulu from October 10th through the 31st. So check it out on Hulu, iHeart Music Festival. Now, on to my review, the Beyonce Renaissance Tour. I took my 15-year-old daughter, Tasha, to the show this past Saturday.
Really?
We had a time, honey. We had a time. Tasha said, Mommy, how is she doing all this? Dancing, singing, all of this. She put it on for her hometown in Houston. I said, Tasha, she is the greatest. Tasha said, yes, she is. She brought out another Houston hottie, Megan Thee Stallion. All the members of Destiny's Child were there supporting their sister, B. She put it on for her city. Next stop is New Orleans, Louisiana. So there you go. That's my review. Had a good time.
Y'all right? Huh?
All right. Yes, glad Tasha had a great time, too.
Yes, yes.
All right. Thank you, Carla. And
I went to the one in Atlanta.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, she's the greatest of all time performing.
I didn't even see the show. I was just the people. I was stuck on the people.
The concert was over.
I couldn't take my eyes off the crowd. I didn't know. I just did not know Atlanta was like that. I didn't know. They were everywhere. And I was mouth hanging open the whole damn time.
You didn't watch the show, crazy.
Hell no.
The show was in the crowd.
I ain't never seen more men with their whole butt out. I ain't never seen it though. What's happening here? Well, I was in Atlanta. I was going, what the hell is going on?
All right. Carla,
dog, where your pants at?
Steve is reviewing the audience.
Yes, right. Move along.
All right. In entertainment news, Usher, baby, will perform at the 2024 Super Bowl Apple Music halftime show. That's right. This will also mark the second year that the halftime show will be presented by Apple Music after a decade of Pepsi sponsorship. Rihanna's performance this past February was the most watched halftime show of all time, and this year will mark the fifth year of the partnership between the NFL and Roc Nation to produce the halftime show. Usher said Jay-Z called him and said, quote, it's time, it's magic time. You know, it's time for you to have that moment. Usher said, I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, the Super Bowl. I'm like, oh, you ready? Absolutely. So get ready, Usher fans. Get ready. Super Bowl 58 is Sunday, February 11th, 2024 in Las Vegas. Woo! Now that is going to be a great show.
Yeah, man.
Can't wait for that.
Nice. I'm just going to give Usher one suggestion.
What?
Okay. Just one.
What?
Because I never really know. I don't know nobody else like that. I'm going to call Usher and tell him, do your thing. Because that boy is just a showmanship. Oh, is off the roof. Usher can skate his ass.
Yes.
Off.
Yes, he can.
But that's in his Vegas show. If you roller skate at the Super Bowl in an unfamiliar surrounding and something happened and you trip or one of them dancer trip, then that's what the Super Bowl going to be about.
But see, he's going to rehearse before the show.
He rehearsed all the time, but it's unfamiliar. You know, they don't tack the stage down right, a little dimple or something, and he stumbled. Then the whole thing will be about when he was on his skates and he stumbled. It'd be like Janet Jackson with the wardrobe malfunction. Don't nobody remember none of the damn song. All y'all remember was Brawl Pop.
I wasn't even mad about that one.
Yeah.
Oh, so you gonna call Usher and say you gonna scare Usher?
Yeah, don't roller skate. Fly. Do all that, dog.
But he can't roller skate.
Fly. He can fall over flying.
He can skate. Just don't bring that pole. Don't bring that pole out you got on your show. That's all. You can roller skate, but if you bring that Magic City pole out, he in trouble.
Oh, I want him to skate. All right, finally in entertainment news, union leaders and Hollywood studio execs have reached a tentative agreement to end this historic screenwriter strike after nearly 5 months. About 11,500 members of the Writers Guild of America walked off the job back on May 2nd over issues of pay, the size of writing staffs on shows, and the use of artificial intelligence in the creation of scripts. In an email to the writer members, the union wrote, "We can say with great pride that this deal is exceptional, with meaningful gains and protections for writers in every sector of the membership." The actors who joined the writer's strike in July have their own issues, but there have been no discussions about resuming negotiations with their union yet. Daytime talk shows and late night talk shows could be back in a few days. So,
well, they're going to have to go. They got to go back to work, because I'm telling you, Hollywood is hurting because the writers have shut down Hollywood. And that's the craft table. That's the grips. There's the cameramen. There's the sound. There's the lighting people. There's actors. There's all types of things associated. And the writers got what they want, but those people are just 5 months out of work. And these actors talking about they got some issues too. My philosophy is simple. Some money better than no damn money. Now, we want more. We all want more. Hell, I want more.
All right.
But I will take some before I take no.
Coming up.
No damn money. No check.
Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, trending political news. This Friday, there could be a possible government shutdown. We'll talk about it right after this.
Another damn strike.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
In trending political news, time is dwindling for lawmakers to reach an agreement, or else a government shutdown will take effect on October 1st. In the House, where most of the fight over government spending has been taking place, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, a Republican from California, of course, has struggled to unite House Republicans. According to South Carolina Democratic Representative Jim Clyburn, earlier this summer, Kevin McCarthy made a deal to avoid a debt default with President Biden as to what the budget would look like. Democrats agreed to it. House Democrats in the Senate, even Republicans in the Senate agreed to it. Now, all of a sudden, McCarthy seemed to be backing away from the deal because five or six people on his side of the aisle seem to be calling the shots. The tail wagging the dog is not the way to do this. So at first they were seeming to be together. Now the Republicans don't want to do it. Now they want to, you know, divide or
everything is
be mad at the Democrats.
Right now, everything is based on the 2024 presidential election. Mm-hmm. That's all this is about. Mm-hmm. This is positioning themselves. They want to make Biden look as bad as they possibly can at the expense of the general public, even. That's
American
all it
people.
Is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this isn't Biden's fault right here. This is actually the Republicans' fault. But they're going to twist it. Mm-hmm. Turn it around, and the Democrats who don't know how to fight dirty, they're gonna let the Republicans buffalo their punk ass again.
That's all. And then they start fighting each other, the Democrats.
It's the Democrats, man. They just don't know how to play the game. And the Republicans, man, they stick together no matter what.
That's right.
And they coming on.
Even
and
when
we
you're
got
wrong.
To learn how to fight. They fight dirty, and y'all be trying to fight right. Y'all knock each other out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That was wrong. They trying to get rid of the dude up in Jersey
Now the
Democrats is all with that. Republicans stand by their people.
Yeah, they stood by Trump. They're still standing by
him. That boy down in Florida that told all them lies and everything. He ain't even got a damn college degree. Well, you know, he went to school. Well, hell, I was with it.
Yeah, you know. They're riding with a candidate that tried to, the former president, overthrow the government. The United States government. That's your man?
Chris Cuomo's brother. They was all for getting rid of him.
The Democrats, Andrew Cuomo.
Mm-hmm. CNN got rid of Chris Cuomo because he supported his brother. What you supposed to do? Mm-hmm. He my damn brother.
Yeah.
Damn, man, you can't be loyal to nothing around here. These scary-ass Democrats. When they go low, we go high, man.
No.
All right. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, we'll check your voicemail, Steve, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to check Steve's voicemail. And if you would like to leave a message for Steve, call him at 877-29-STEVE. That's 877-29-STEVE. And you might hear your call on the air. All right. This caller is from New Jersey. He left a message about Tommy's vacation.
Hello to my Steve Harvey morning show. I see Tommy in Italy enjoying himself. I see him in Rome in the same store that my sister-in-law and I went to. I believe it's a Gucci store, and he posing it. Okay. All right, nephew Tommy. Enjoy life to the fullest. This is Annie from New Jersey.
Thank you, Annie.
What the hell?
Hey, big money. Y'all in the Gucci store? You in the Gucci store in Italy?
You didn't send us that picture, Tommy.
Oh, Lord.
Wonder how that got out. Her sister was over there, too. Same store. Gucci. Yeah.
Don't what act you like get? You didn't see him. You saw him. He's black. You saw him.
I didn't see the picture, Gucci. Junior.
No. Tommy, no. He's on. You know what it is. You know exactly what it is.
I didn't know I was on display. I can't go shopping in Rome. I can take my wife shopping, can't I? She spent so much.
You weren't complaining about the American Express bill.
I am.
I can't take my wife shopping in Italy.
Is that how we sound?
I can't take my wife shopping in Italy without American Express calling me wanting their damn money.
That's not how it works. This is from Lee in Philly. He didn't like one of your suits, Steve.
Yo, Steve. This is Lee. Here in Philadelphia. You my man. I listen to the show every morning. I even watch you on, baby, what's that show? What is it called? Family Feud. I'm going to say this. You my man. But if I see you wearing that damn orange suit again, it's going to be a problem. I don't care how old you is. I don't care how much money you got. And I'll beat up the nephew if he want to stand behind you. But don't wear that damn orange suit again on Family Feud. You just take, tell your people who dress you. You're taking that too far. I got to go.
Yeah. Well, okay. Hey, Lee.
What?
Hold on. Let me handle this. Lee, I don't give a damn what you think. I really, really don't. I like the orange suit. As a matter of fact, the orange suit coming back as soon as I get back on Family Feud. Soon as we start taping. Orange suit, orange suit, orange suit. Go ahead, orange suit, orange suit, orange suit. You call it whatever you want, orange pumpkin, Oktoberfest. You can call it what you want to wear. But I didn't give a damn what you think about no suit I done wore, pimp.
We're going to wear two orange suits to Philly and whoop your ass in Philly.
How about that? Yeah. You know.
You always got to fight.
You don't wear that orange suit no more. I don't even really know what you're talking about because I got a few of them, but I like all of them. And they will be back on Family Feud. Orange suit. Orange suit. Always some one suit having ass person calling me telling me what not to wear.
How do you know Lee only has one suit?
Have you seen him in one?
Where the hell he get an orange suit from? Because I got a lot of them, that's why.
Oh, he was mad about that orange, though, yeah.
Yeah, well,
you better not rock it no more. You better not rock it.
I promise you, soon as I get back on TV, just right and strike over with, here we come.
And he knew what Family Feud was. He had to ask his wife what was the name of that show?
What is that world famous show? Number one show on syndicated television. Biggest game show in the world. What is that show?
What's the name of that show?
Yeah, well, Peter, listen to this. Don't nobody give a damn.
It's Lee. Huh? It's Lee. His name is Lee. Lee.
What? He didn't know the name of the show?
What the hell we know his name for?
And who cares? All right, let's go next.
All right. Young fan called and left a message, Steve.
Oh, my gosh. Steve Harvey. I'm really your biggest fan. Me and my dad watched the Steve Harvey. I mean, we watched the Family Feud every single night. I love you so much. Oh, my goodness. Okay, bye. I'm going to school, so I love you so much.
The baby knew the show
I love
show
you
name.
Too, baby.
The baby
I love you too. Go on and go to
so
school.
Sweet.
Go on and go to school. Wear your orange dress.
Coming up next, we'll hear from the nephew with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, why does he keep giggling?
What's that?
What's so doggone funny?
Giggling.
What's so funny?
Yes.
What you cackling at?
We'll get into that, find out what that's all about in just a few, because right now it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Well, Shirley, you know what? Today I need a reference today. You know, I think, you know, before you get into a relationship, you ought to be able to call and talk to the person that they would last in a relationship with. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because that's who knows them the most, you know.
Oh, you know, like you do on Ready to Love. Yeah.
So, you know, why not call somebody's ex-husband and ask them about a reference of his ex-wife? Oh. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, that's how you do it. That's what needs to happen these days. You need a reference before you start dating. Fellas out there, okay. I promise you, if I was out there dating, I'd have to have me a girl that work at Chick-fil-A. Because, see, they have the right attitude. You understand what I'm saying? They do. They have the right attitude.
My pleasure.
Me right now, I got a Popeyes at my house. I got a Popeyes lady at my house. She's something else. Anyway, yeah, I need a reference.
Nice Popeyes people.
I'm on the phone. I'll get your order in a minute. Why? I need a reference. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello? I'm trying to reach Scotty, please. Yeah, what's up? Hey, Scotty, how you doing, man? I'm trying to actually get a reference for Monica.
Monica? Well, you're talking about Monica, my ex-wife?
Yeah, I'm trying to get a reference on her if possible.
Oh, okay. So, what, she applying for a job? She trying to go to work now?
No. This reference is actually for, like, a relationship.
A relationship? Say, hold up, homeboy. Wait a minute. A relationship? You talking about a job relationship?
No. See, what this here is that I'm finna actually start dating Monica on the regular, and I'm calling you for a reference.
Whoa, homeboy, hold up. Wait a minute. Who did you say this is, and how you get my
My name's Philip, man. My name's Philip. I got your number out of Monica's phone.
Check this out, Phil. You don't need to call me with whatever you and Monica got going on. Y'all need to go on and deal with that.
No. I got that, brother. Hear me out. What I'm trying to say is that I figured if I could get a reference and figure out what kind of person she is and get a background so you can kind of tell me what kind of person, her good points, her bad qualities, the whole nine. See, it might save me some time from being in a long relationship if I know what to look for, what's good and what's bad.
Homeboy, I know I'm not listening to this. I was married 12 years. Ain't nobody give me no rest, so don't call me asking for no like that. If you got number from Monica, you and Monica need to forget my.
Okay, but hold up, bro. Like I say, man, I'm just trying to I'm trying to figure out the good qualities and bad qualities. Like, you know, do she want to cook? You know, is she good in the bedroom? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to just know. What to look for, dog. That's all, man. I ain't trying to come at you,
man. Look, but I just can't believe calling another about some. I don't have her no more. Only thing I have to deal with is my child. You know what I'm saying? And you most definitely don't need to be around now. Say, dude, I got to go.
Okay, but can you give me a good reference on it? That's all I'm trying to get out of you,
man. The reference is don't die my number ever again. And when I talk to Monica, me and her, hey, you ain't gonna have to worry about a relationship with Monica. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, hold up, man. Let me go and break this to you. First of all, me and Monica done dated for the last year off and on. We just finna get serious.
Hold up, dude. The last year, me and this woman just got divorced a few months ago. Oh, so you that who must have messed up my. Hey, man,
I don't have nothing to do with that.
Oh, so you that slick. Say, mate, why don't you slide your little slick back under that rock that you slid from under?
Hey, dog, I can slide right on back under the rock you talking about. But what I'm trying to ask you is this right here, man. Hey, dog, can you just give her brother some references, man? Something I can look out for, some signs that she might start tripping.
Reference I'm going to give you is when you don't have enough money. When she want that $1,200 bag, don't call me for that. When she needs some more money for this, oh, well, baby, I just gave you my check. What the don't mean nothing. And or you pull up your bank account, ain't no money in that. That's the reference your need. Ain't I I need to hear from you. Especially if you who was around with my wife while we was married. Talking about married. Hold up. The reference here, I'm going to find your. I'm going to call Monica and I'm going to track down. Then, yeah, give you a reference. Then, yeah, I'll give you a reference then. Face to face.
Hey, dog, I ain't trying to have no altercation with you, man.
Oh, boy, you must have been trying to have something. You dialing my number.
Okay, dog. Okay, one more question, man, and then I'm gonna be out your house. I just wanted a few things and know some background on her.
Man, you out of questions, homeboy. You out of questions.
Okay, but this I just need to know this because I want everything, hey, man. I want everything to run smooth, dog, and I want us to have a good understanding. Do you have a problem, man, with your little girl calling me daddy?
What the did you just ask? You asked me about my daughter.
Hey, calm down, dude.
Calm. I'm calm as I'm gonna be. You ask about mine. This about mine.
Hey, dog, I'm just
if
asking.
If I ever hear you around time, I will come and homeboy. Look, I'm gonna find because you a bad. You missed the bag. You dial number. Not only you got that, but man, you talking about time.
I'm just asking, do you mind if she called me daddy,
homeboy, dog? Homeboy, look here, man. That child there, her name cannot come out your mouth. You hear what I'm saying? Say, man, this man, I don't have time, but I'm going to call that Monica, and I'm going to get your I'm going to get you. I'm out of here. You want, why is you calling me back?
Scotty, I'm trying to tell you something.
Look here, why are you dialing my number back, man?
I'm just trying to tell you something.
Homeboy, you don't have nothing to tell me, homie.
No, I want to say, Scotty, just listen to me, man. I want to say this. This is nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your brother Brian got me to prank phone call you.
Hey, man, it's who?
Hey, Scotty, this is Tommy, man. Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your brother Brian got me to prank phone call you.
Say, man. Oh, well, I'm about to go, man. Hey, dude, I'm about to go ballistic over here, man. Hey, Brian got one coming, dog.
Oh, man. You all right, man?
Yeah. Say, man. Man, Tommy, man. I'm glad you were playing, man, because... Talk about my little girl. Oh, boy. Brian, no, it's going to be on in his world, man. I'll go. Dude,
Brian got you, man. He got you good, dog. Hey, man, one more thing, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
And there you have it, baby. I need, come on. Come on, I've been on vacation. Y'all got to give me a little praise and prank worship up in here this morning. You got
King
to,
of pranks.
Man.
King of pranks.
Wow. I'm clapping.
Yay.
Yay. It's going to be all right. I got my stupid back. You can't stop me, baby. I'm going to Killeen, Texas, October 6th, 7th, and 8th. Twice as Funny Comedy Club. That is Killeen, Texas. The nephew is coming to town. Nephew Tommy and friends laying in the cut is Stockbridge, Georgia, October the 14th. Stockbridge, Georgia, along with the one and only Monique in the building. And then way down the line, 2021, October, Chicago, Illinois. That's y'all hometown, Shirley and Carla. Chicago, Illinois, at the Eric Crown. Oh, my God. The list goes on and on. It's Bill Bellamy. It's Nephew Tommy. It's, what's our girl with the boots, y'all?
Melanie Camacho.
Melanie Camacho, baby. Yes. All right. We got Benji Brown. We got Kevin Tate. We got Tony Roberts. The list goes on and on. And Gary Owen in the building. All right, that's Chicago.
All right, nephew. Sounds like a great show. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. Subject, why does he keep giggling? We'll find out right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, dating, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know. It could be yours.
It could be. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, why does he keep giggling? Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been together for almost 11 years, and we are inseparable. We still go on dates, and we still enjoy being freaky together in the bedroom. We share our Facebook page, and his friends are my friends, and vice versa. His parents have been married for almost 35 years, and his dad thinks he has all the best marriage advice. He recently told my husband that he should have some things that he enjoys doing without me. Right after that, my husband left work early and got a haircut and went to restaurant for drinks with his coworkers. He would never do that without telling me first. When he admitted to doing it after he got home, he said three of his coworkers joined him. One of his female coworkers tagged him in a picture they took, and I saw it before he got home. I asked him about the photo, and he started giggling. He was no longer trustworthy in my eyes, so I devised a plan to try to meet these new female coworkers of his. I told him I wanted him to take me to the same restaurant he took the women to, and he said, cool. We went the next day after work, and we ordered our food. His female coworker that was in the picture walked in and came over to us. She said she knew that she would find him there, and he started giggling like a fool. She was talking about the rainy weather, and my husband was giggling. She asked what I ordered, and my husband giggled. He was giggling so hard that he spilled beer down his shirt. I want to know what's so funny. Is this a silly crush, or was it a nervous giggle because he's hiding something? Why was my husband giggling so darn much? I don't know why any grown man giggles like this. I don't know any grown men who giggle. So I don't know why he giggles so much. I mean, this letter is kind of frustrating because giggling is usually something teenage girls do. You know, you asked if it was a nervous giggle because he's hiding something. But what could he be hiding? You saw the picture he took with his coworker. He didn't object when you asked him to take you to the same restaurant. He said, cool, and took you there the next day. His coworker came over to you guys and said she knew he would be there. No hiding there. I know you didn't like it, but the advice his father gave wasn't bad advice. Men do stuff without their wives all the time. You don't like the fact that he did something without you. I think that's the issue. And you're blaming it on his dad, because before his dad told him that, you said you guys were inseparable. Your husband didn't tell you he left work early, got a haircut, and went to a restaurant. He told you when he got home. Now you see that he enjoys going out on his own sometimes without you. You question him about it, and he obviously doesn't know what to say, so he just starts giggling. Like I said, I don't know any grown men, or women for that matter, who giggle, but I do know plenty of them, men and women, who do things without their spouses, and there's nothing wrong with that, unless, of course, they're cheating or something, and I don't think that's the case here. He needs to grow up, your husband, because the giggling from your adult husband is not an answer. It's just stupid. It just needs to stop. Just learn how to talk. Steve, communicate.
I'll be there. You know, what seems to be a perfectly good marriage, according to this letter, is suspicious Because he laughed. I'll be damned. Oh, Lord, let's review this right here. You and your husband begin together 11 years. We are inseparable. Inseparable. That's what you are to me. Inseparable. You bring out the man in me. We still go on dates. We still enjoy being freaky together in the bedroom. We share our Facebook page. His friends are my friends, vice versa. His parents been married for 35 years, and his dad thinks he has all the best marriage advice. He recently told my husband he should have some things that he enjoys doing without me. And I'll tell you something, that's good-ass marital advice. Because everybody needs some me time. You cannot be so attached at the hip that you can't function unless you at the hip. You ain't a baby. You ain't a kangaroo. You got to get out the pouch. You got to be able to hop on your own. I think this vice was solid. Right after that, your husband left work early, got a haircut, went to a restaurant for drinks with coworkers. He would never do that without telling me first. But I got to tell you, I'm getting a haircut. What? Wait a minute. Hold up. I got to call my wife and tell my wife I'm getting a haircut. It seems to me like you are a bit controlling.
Ooh, you scared me.
A bit controlling.
Make it plain for the people.
Bit. Controlling. Because he would never do that without telling me first. When he admitted to doing it after he got home, he said three of his coworkers joined him. Well, he told you that after he got home. He wasn't even hiding that. And one of his female coworkers tagged him in the picture, and they took it. I saw it before he got home. Okay. I asked him about the photo, and he started giggling right there. When we come back, we're going to do a reenactment of how and why he giggled.
All right, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject, why does he keep giggling? We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, why does he keep giggling?
This woman right here has what she considers a perfectly fine marriage. They've been married 11 years. They're totally inseparable. They do everything together. They still go out on dates. They still freaky in the bedroom. They got Facebook page. His friends, they share friends. His friends is her friends. Is her friends is his friends, vice versa. His daddy and mama been married for 35 years. He think he got the best marital advice. He told his son, you need to find something that you enjoy doing alone, which is great marital advice. Absence makes the heart grow fond. It's always good to have some me time. You should go somewhere with just the fellas or something like that, you know. So you got to have that. Most men need that. Most women need some girl time. Just go out with your girls so y'all can talk like y'all want to talk, you know. That's natural, right? Well, anyway, after that, he went to... One day after work, your husband left work early, got a haircut, and went to a restaurant for drinks with his coworkers. He would never do that without telling me first. Now, you think your husband got to stop and tell you he getting a haircut? See, something wrong with this picture right here. That sounds a little bit controlling to me. You're going to just go somewhere and get a haircut and you didn't tell me? He would never do that first. Well, he did it. Damn. But then he went to a restaurant for drinks with some coworkers. He would never do that without telling me first. When he admitted to doing it after he got home, he said, hey, baby, I went to the restaurant, had some drinks with some coworkers. He said three of his coworkers joined him. One of his female coworkers tagged him in the picture, and they took, and I saw it before he got home. So you already knew this information. He came in and said it anyway. The man wasn't lying. I asked him about the photo, and he started giggling. He was no longer trustworthy in my eyes, so I devised a plan to try to meet these new female co-workers of his. Oh, see, you're too much. You're way too much. Yeah, he gonna end up leaving your ass. I'm just see that coming right now. I'm just gonna put that out there. Oh, no, I got to devise the plan to try to meet these court. I told him I wanted to take him to the same restaurant he took the women to, and he said, cool. We went the next day after work, and after we ordered our food, his female coworker that was in the picture walked in and came over to us. She said she knew that she would find him there, and he started giggling like a fool. She was talking about the rainy weather, and my husband was giggling. She asked what I ordered. My husband giggled. He was giggling so hard it spilled beer down his shirt. I want to know what is so funny. Is this a silly crush or was it a nervous giggle behind because he's hiding something? Either way, the way you just phrased it, it's no good answer. Something's wrong. The way you phrased it, you said, is this a silly crush? That ain't good for your husband to have a crush on a female coworker. Or was it a nervous giggle because he hiding something? That ain't good, because now you saying he cheating either way. Was my husband giggling? Why was my husband giggling so damn? I'll tell you why, but let's do a reenactment. You're going to be the lady in the left.
Oh,
and I want you to question me when I come home about this picture, about these drinks, about this woman, everything. And I'm going to show you what happened when he was giggling. Go ahead. Here we go. I'm coming to the house. Hey, baby, I went out to the restaurant.
I saw this picture on Facebook.
I went out to the restaurant with some coworkers. We had some drinks.
Why didn't you call me and let me know that you were going?
You know.
Just so. Maybe I wanted to go.
You wanted to go?
Yeah, maybe I wanted to go. Why didn't you let me know?
Let you know.
Yeah. Who are these female coworkers? I want to meet them.
Oh, they just work there. You can meet them if you want to.
Where's this restaurant? I want to go tomorrow.
Okay, we can go tomorrow. No problem. So we go on to the restaurant. And in walks the female who was posted the picture. And she walked right over to us and says, go ahead, chef.
What did you order? What is that you ordered?
Baby, this is my coworker right here.
Hello. Who is this? Who is this, honey? Is this one of the...
This is my co-worker.
Why are you giggling? Watch your beer. Watch your beer.
I wasted on my shirt. Don't worry about that, baby. I'll be wasting this stuff.
How long have you guys worked together?
How long? How long we been? How long have you been with the company? About 3 years. 3 years.
What is so funny? It's just a normal question.
Ain't nothing funny, baby. It's just you and you asked how long she been here. And I said three. I went, because there's three of us sitting here. And it's just three.
Sounds like you're hiding something. Sounds like
you're hiding her. She right here. Why I'm hiding her? She right here. Here she is right here. Well, you see, look how fine she is.
You don't giggle that much at home. Why are you giggling so much now?
You ain't funny like she is. She be telling jokes at work. You just... You ain't funny like she is. She funny.
So you come here every day after work? Is that it?
Just came that one time. We probably be back next week, though. Because, you know, my daddy told me I need to start doing something by myself. So I'm sitting up in here. Was by myself yesterday. We had a lot of fun.
Well, we're going to find out what all this giggling is about when we get home. In the meantime, that's kind of how it went down, right? Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on iHeartRadio on the app. Free never sounded so good. Download it today. Coming up at 46 minutes after, Junior with Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. Junior, what you got?
Pippin! Recap! See how we did, Pip?
Uh-oh. Oh, my God. Man? Let me get myself together. Here I am. I just came wrong, did it? What's up, Junior?
What's up,
Pippin? Hey, what's up, ladies? What's up?
Hey, Pippin.
All right, now, what's up? Go ahead, Junior. I'm listening.
Here we go, Pippin.
Let me see how I did.
Well, first of all, congratulations, because the Browns stomped the Titans, man, 27-3.
I told y'all everybody have it, but y'all wouldn't listen to me. Now you see it popping off. Got your club getting your hands on.
Hey, Pippin, the Dolphins, man, what happened to the Broncos? The Dolphins hung 70.
points on like the front.
Right.
Yeah. Man.
70. You ain't scoring no pros, no 70 damn points.
Hey, man, what is it Russell Wilson, man? Is it something going on?
No, it ain't Russell. He had 20-something points. If your defense let the other team score 70, you can't win. What you supposed to do, score 71? What the hell?
That was funny. Come on, Pippen. Give us some credit, Pippen. The Texans beat the Jaguars 37-17.
Man, congratulations on the win. You know, I picked y'all last week and then I changed my mind.
Yeah.
I should have stuck with you. Congratulations, man.
Will you be picking us again, Pippen?
I don't depend on who y'all play.
that's going to be in no time. All right, here we go, man. The Seahawks over the Panthers, 37-27.
Did I pick that one?
You picked the Panthers. Here go another one, people going to hurt a little bit. The Cardinals, man, beat the Cowboys 28-17.
That didn't really hurt me.
Yeah. Pippen, what happened in the game?
I told you how I feel about the Cowboys. I'm really Steve on this one right here. Ain't talking.
Steve don't like the Cowboys,
so I don't like the Cowboys. I don't know if you know it.
At the end of the game, Pippen, what happened to Dak Prescott, man?
I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with Dak. Dak got his money and just decided he wasn't going to. He wasn't going to get hurt. He need to take a sack or something.
Here you go, Pippen. Here got another for you, man. Chiefs, man, 41-10 over the Bears.
I picked that. Everybody picked that, Pippen. Speed up.
Pippen, I'm just saying, hey, man, the Patriots beat the Jets 15-10. You picked the Jets, Pippen.
I picked the Jets?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, last time I do that, Zach Wilson, man, he can't even play dead in a horror movie. That's what Shannon Sharp said.
Man, this one gonna hurt Pippen. The Saints, man, lost to the Packers 18-17.
I'll be damned.
Who that? It's all good. We'll get back to next week. Go ahead, Sharon.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Junior. Thank you, Pimpin. Coming up at the top of the hour, father needs some social media advice because his son's pranks, Tommy, are going to get his butt kicked. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, Steve. So Brandon on Steve Harvey FM writes, it appears that my son's life ambition has become being a social media prankster. He spends days thinking of pranks that he then posts online. Recently, I found a document on his computer that detailed many that were possibly illegal, but 100% likely to get his butt kicked by someone. I've given him warnings and stressed what a bad idea these things were, but he's not listening. After talking it over with his mom, I'm convinced the only meaningful impact will come from when he screws up so badly that he has to pay some kind of price for it. She thinks I need to step in more. I think he'll keep doing what he wants until he learns the hard way that there are consequences. I mean, I can only warn him so many times. Help me out, Unc and nephew, king of pranks.
I ain't even gonna touch this. Go ahead.
Listen, in order to be a great prankster, you're going to have to get your ass whipped a couple times. There's some things you're going to do.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Come on. I didn't think you were going to say that.
It's some things you're going to cross the line. You're going to go too far. It's going to happen. You know, all you have to do is just wait on it. Your son is going to get his ass whooped. It's going to happen. He keep putting them pranks out there. He keep messing with somebody. I promise you, I've had about 13 ass whooped behind these pranks.
Yeah.
13.
Oh, that's an odd number.
And in order to be the king of pranks, you gonna have to get these ass whooped. All right? So I wish your son well. If he wants to keep striding to be for perfection, to be the great prankster, go right ahead. Go right ahead. But please let your son know it's gonna be some consequences. He gonna get his behind toe out. It's gonna happen. All right? That is. That's from King of Pranks right there.
Is that comforting to the dad and the mom? That's it?
No, it's just solid grown man advice. You got to know that.
Yeah. Now, you can whoop his behind or somebody else going to whoop his behind. Me, Ricky Spide, all of them that had our ass whoop behind these pranks. It has happened. Yeah.
Same thing go with becoming one of the top flight comedians. You're going to have to get your ass whooped somewhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got my ass whooped on playground one time. That's when I knew.
Mm-hmm. You knew what? Oh, because
you can go too far. You go too far. You got to know the line. You know, that's how you learn.
Yeah, you don't know it on this show. Yeah, you don't know it on this show.
We still dance on that line. We still dancing on
it. And cross. You will cross it every now and then.
Cross. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Keep pranking, though, young man. Keep pranking, baby. Don't stop.
I think we have time for one more. This one's from Tamika on Facebook. Tamika says, my boyfriend and I have been dating for about 6 months when I got a job halfway across the country. He helped me move and he's been visiting about once a month for a couple of days, but I feel like we're slipping apart. I really love him and we talk about getting married one day, but I don't want this distance between us to cause us to fall out of love. How can I keep our romance alive while we live so far away from each other?
Hmm. I don't know what y'all been, FaceTime. You know.
That's your answer?
Yeah, y'all's FaceTime gonna have to be a little bit different.
How so?
I strongly suggest you use WhatsApp. They have a much more harder portal to invade. Hmm. And you had to keep all your stuff out the clouds. But y'all's FaceTime gonna have to pick up the pace. Yeah. All that giggling and laughing on FaceTime, y'all gonna have to do something else. Oh,
that's how she keeps the romance. Romance. Yes.
I don't know what they're gonna do, but you got to do something about this distance. Y'all got technology.
What about him? You know, considering moving there where she is, changing jobs or something. What about that? No.
Somebody gotta get married for that. Don't move for girlfriend and boyfriends. You have to move for husband.
Yeah, I don't move my job for.
Yeah. Get married.
So they can get married. They talk about
marriage. I'd move to Atlanta. I'd move to LA. Yeah. I'd move to Florida for work. Yeah. I follow the money, not the heart.
Okay. All right. Now, that's good advice. More of today's Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, guys, in case you missed it, National Voter Registration Day was last Tuesday, September 17th. Now, according to U.S. Census data from 2020, as many as 1 in 4 eligible Americans are not registered to vote. 1 in 4 eligible Americans are not registered to vote. Every year, millions of Americans find themselves unable to vote because they miss a registration deadline. They don't update their registration or aren't sure how to register. It's not too late to ensure your voice is heard in every single election. Protecting our democracy, of course, takes work. In November, there are gubernatorial races in Kentucky, Louisiana, and Mississippi. So you can go to whenweallvote.org. That's whenweallvote.org and register today. Please get registered.
Please,
yeah.
Get registered.
Yeah.
Here we
Anything
go.
You want to ask, Steve?
Mm-hmm. No, not yet. I don't even feel like this. This is way too early. I don't even feel like it right. I'm just going to be honest.
It's never too early, is it?
No, I'm begging ass to vote every damn year. It's too early to start. I don't even feel like it right now. Y'all go ahead and handle this early ass registration stuff. I can't get started right there right now. And it looks like it's going to be Biden and Trump. I don't even want this. I'm going to just be honest, which I don't even want this. So I'm not even going to start this. Not now.
Not yet.
Damn it, it's October 2023. Man, hell no. I'm not starting this right now. Get your ass ain't registered to vote, you stupid.
Go to whenweallvote.org. All right, yes. Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play another round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather have another 10 years with your partner or a one-night stand with your celebrity crush?
Oh, no. 10 years with my partner.
Wow. Okay.
My partner forever.
Yeah. That's it.
Hell, I ain't got 10 more years. But,
I ain't got no celebrity crush.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I do.
I have one, too.
And if I did, you think my dumb ass would say it? You think I'm that damn stupid?
The hell would I want a one-night stand with Nia Long for? Why would I want that?
So you don't? No.
I want my partner for 10 years. That's what I want.
Look me in my eyes and tell me you don't want Nia Long for one night.
Have you seen my wife?
If only for one.
There you go. Junior. Good answer.
Oh, he did good.
Junior, you're learning, Junior.
Yeah, I'm learning.
Yeah, okay, I'll take the 10 years.
Oh! Okay, we're really convinced, by the way, answered that.
I gotta tell Hallie that I gotta take the 10 years. I mean, you know, it's gonna be difficult, but go ahead.
Are you saying Halle Berry? Halle?
Of course.
Halle damn Berry, you damn right, yeah.
All right, would you rather let your wife sleep with your best friend, or would you rather sleep with your spouse's best friend?
Let's clear this up right now. This is a prime opportunity for me to jump in here. My wife ain't sleeping with no damn body.
Okay.
Nowhere. I don't give a damn what you heard, what you think, what's been said. Steve Harvey, Flick Harvey's baby boy. Y'all must don't know me.
Youngest of what?
Youngest of five out of West Virginia, holler number 9. Ain't sleeping with no damn body. Friend, nothing else.
This a good time to clean this up?
Well, plant, man, please. Please, I'm telling you right now. There's no way I'm not apprehended by now. It's just no way.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm in custody somewhere.
Okay.
I think we're clear.
It ain't even, that's not even doable. You're sitting up in here, man. You know who the hell I am?
Oh, man.
Amen.
So I guess we're going to do their best
close by. I'm just letting you know. Now what?
I guess we're going to do their best friend.
What? You going to speak for the group?
I'll speak for all the men. You got to do your best friend. We're doing a would you rather, but we got to, yeah. Hey,
yeah, tell
only
you
reason why I'm with your best friend is because it's would you rather, okay?
No. I'm not sleeping with my wife best friend because y'all ain't seen her. I don't care who tell her. That's pretty much good right there.
That's today's round of Would You Rather. Woo, coming up in 49 minutes after the hour, our last break of the day, and we'll close out the show with the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys. It is time now for our last break of the day.
Shirley, let me jump in here. I want to thank everybody who has been going to Walmart, picking up the Elevate You product. It's going really, really well. Thank you all so much. It has the stick packs at Walmart. and the gummies are at Walmart, just selling really, really well. Thank you all for your support on that. Go get you some Elevate You if you want to change how you feel, your energy level, your digestion, things like that. And it tastes good. It's a green drink that tastes good. So that's going great at all Walmart stores. If you can't go to Walmart, go to Walmart.com. Yes, sir, Tommy, can I help you?
So, Big Dog, I get a call yesterday. You know, this guy named Rudy Brown. He out of New Orleans. His he used to date Jackie's mom before she passed away. He give me a call. Hey, man, I really want to get down with Steve Harvey on that Elevate You, man. I really, now I seen the Elevate You, but I want you to tell Steve I seen another thing say Elevate, and I think they trying to do something with Steve's stuff. See, they trying to use part of his name. So I don't know if Elevate is his or Elevate You. I said, no, it's Elevate You. Well, somebody got something to say Elevate, and we need to get on their ass, because Steve need to find out who that is. who is Elevate? I know he's at Elevate You. His whole thing is Elevate You. Yeah, I don't know who the Elevate is by itself.
Yeah, tell his old ass not to worry about that.
Because
it's Elevate, you know, they got Elevate tours. They got elevations. They put that on mountains. They got different elevations for stuff. Just don't worry about that. And I know he old because he dated your wife's mama. So wow. Tell old ass Rudy, he probably read it wrong. And so don't worry about that. Also, just letting you know, I hit the road this weekend in Highland, California at the Yamaha Casino. Mm-hmm. Sold out. And then the next night, I'll be in Durant, Oklahoma at the Choctaw Casino. Sold out. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, it's just what I do. So it's going to be a great motivational tour. If you can call and ask for standing room tickets if you want to, or you can call and ask for, you know.
See me going through the casino.
You know, be over there somewhere by the dice table. I will be over there eventually. come see me.
I'll let you go.
Yeah, don't bother me when I'm gambling, though, because I will be trying to hit them over their head. And so that's what's going on this weekend. And everything is looking good. Any other questions? Any other emails? Anything we didn't get to? Something you might want to ask me a question about? Anybody? Anything?
Yeah. Oh, did you plunge today, man?
Yes. No, I didn't cold plunge yet. I'm going to do it after the show. No.
Is it better after the show? Or before?
No, it's not pleasant, Donkey, when you do it. It's the getting in it is the same difficulty. Today will be number one. I'm in the 160s. I'll ask my sister. They keep track of it. Today will be number 165. The cold plunge is amazing for exhilaration, inflammation in the body, calorie burn. You cannot burn calories the way you can when you cold plunge because your body has to heat itself up while you're in the water and when you get out. And the only way to heat your body has to burn brown fat to produce heat. And so it has reduced my body fat considerably, which gives me an opportunity to now inform you all that I'm not the big fat wheezing bastard that I have been in the past, walking up steps behind people that come to your house.
You didn't know you was wheezing, though?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know.
Who said wheezing?
I didn't know you
wheezing. How your fat ass don't know?
See, I don't know, Junior. I didn't even know I was fat. I found out a lot of stuff. I'm fat and I'm wheezing. I'm out of shape.
Wow. Well, the good thing is that you found out and now you're doing something about it. See there?
Yeah, that's see, a good see thing. Look at God. God works in mysterious ways. You know, He sends people, closest to you. You know, and then things like that. So I found that out. So I have. That's what it does. The cold plunge is an amazing thing. Now, do I recommend it for everybody? Absolutely not. Because the average person, when you tell them you cold plunge, first thing they say is, I don't like cold water. Well, nobody do. Michael Phelps used to say the hardest thing for him was getting out of his bed and go jumping into a cold pool of water. But that water is in the 70 degrees, 80 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
My water temperature is 48 to 50.
Man, it's a big difference.
It's very, very cold.
It's a big difference.
And I got a new cold plunge pool by, it's by Renew. Renew Therapy. R-E-N-U Therapy. Mm-hmm. Renew Therapy. Cold plunge pool. I got it from my boy Corey. He turned me on to it. And so I bought one and put it in my house. I'm going to put a picture of it up.
Okay.
For y'all to see the new therapy.
I want to see.
But they have other models.
You don't have to get that. You don't have to get that.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Right.
No, they have much cheaper models. Much cheaper.
Okay. Oh, you could use your regular bathtub?
You could use a bathtub.
Diddy on social media. He had ice in the bathtub.
He lies.
What?
I'm going to just flat out tell you that.
Why are you saying that?
I'm sick of him coming on here talking about my water 32 degrees. Oh, excuse me, that would be ice.
Yeah.
But it was ice in the tub.
That's freezing, boy.
No. The hell, you in 32 degree water. That's ice, sir. We're going to stop this right now. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great day today. Spend some time talking to God. Spend some time being grateful, okay? Y'all have a good one. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com. or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.